Before we sing our opening hymn, let's take a note, take a moment, notice and greet our brothers and sisters in Christ. May not know who you're sitting next to or worshiping with. Let's find out. In Jesus, we are one.
Let's greet each other in the name of the Lord.
Thank you. continue with the order of Vespers, page 229. O Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Turn to Psalm 24 in the beginning of your hymnal. We speak it responsively, verse by verse. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and those who dwell therein.
For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers.
Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place?
He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully.
He will receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle.
Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
We continue with the office hymn, hymn 341. Please be seated.
Thank you. shall reign as king in the O Isaac, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought up the people of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the offspring of the house of Israel out of the north country and out of all the countries where he had driven them. Then they shall dwell in their own land. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied, and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
We continue with the Advent Responsory, page 230. "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening is Psalm 24, and I would invite you to turn to Psalm 24 in your Bibles or hymnals if you'd like to follow along. A very special Advent Psalm, and one that speaks to us today. In any and every situation, one that speaks to us today in the midst of our world of sin. Dear friends in Christ, your face is downcast. Your heart is heavy. Could be for a variety of reasons. Maybe you got a bad grade on a test. Maybe you got a bad review at work. Maybe you got bad news from the doctor for yourself or for a loved one. Maybe you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar, either literally or figuratively. Maybe you're worried about money. Maybe you just have a case of the winter or Christmas time blues. For whatever reason, your heart is heavy. Your face is downcast. All you can see is yourself, your problem, your worry, your guilt, your shame. That's all you can see, that's all you can hear, that's all you can think about. Maybe that's a picture of you right now. Maybe it was a picture of you not too long ago. Maybe it will be a picture of you tomorrow or next week or next month. But if you live and breathe in this sinful world, you know that it either has happened, is happening, or will happen to you in the future. Your heart is heavy, and your face is downcast. My friends, in this situation for you, God has given you the season of Advent. He has given you Psalm 24. We sang it. We're going to sing it again. Lift up your head. God says, quit your navel gazing. Quit dwelling on your problems. Get out of your funk, your depression, your melancholy. And here's how. Look to me. Lift up your heads. Lift up your heads because the King of Glory is coming. We hear that again and again in this psalm. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Verse 9, lift up your heads, O gates. Lift them up, O ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. This is not some pipe dream. This is God's promise. This is God's comfort. This is God's assurance for you. You think you're the only one with problems? See, that's the trouble. When we get down and our heart is heavy and our face is downcast, we're pretty sure we are the only one with problems because that's all we can think about. But it's a universal condition. The three-letter word that sums it up, it's called sin. Sin is real. The consequences of sin are real. They reach out and they bite us. Satan uses them to drag us down. And God is so bold to come to you right here and right now and say, dear child of God, lift up your heads. Psalm 24 begins by giving us everything in its proper order. We need to know who we are and who we are not. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and those who dwell therein. Poppy paraphrase, you are not God. God is God. He has created the world and everything in it, including you. That's right. You are God's special creation. There's no one like you in the whole world. You don't need a fingerprint to prove it. God's Word says so. He has founded it, creation, upon the seas, established it upon the rivers. Everything in the world is created by and belongs to God. Which means you are created by and belong to God. You're wondering about a sense of purpose. Who am I? Why am I here? God tells you. You're mine. I made you. You are in my hands. Nothing or no one can snatch you out. I knit you in your mother's womb. You are precious and valuable because God made you and you belong to Him. Well, that's God's identity. What about me? Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? Who is it that is deserving to be in the presence of our holy, holy, holy God? Who is it that is deserving to be a precious child, son, or daughter of God? Well, God says, He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to do what is false and does not swear deceitfully. That pretty much leaves me out. I don't have clean hands and a pure heart. Oftentimes I lift up my soul to what is false and swear deceitfully. God is holy. I am not. You are not. My friends, when our hearts are heavy and our faces are downcast, this is where we are stuck. We are stuck in our sin and we can see no way out. We are stuck in the hopelessness of our situation, in our despair, in our shame. We are stuck in our problems. And not only do we have no way out, oftentimes we blame God for our situation. God, why don't you do something about it? God, why don't you care? God, why don't you fix it? All we can see is our own problem, our own heartache. We're so busy navel-gazing in our grief, in our heartache, in our shame, in our worry, in our boredom. Our faces are down. We don't have the strength to lift them up. But our psalm and our God does not end with verse 4. God's Word continues. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of His salvation. Do you hear that? Your righteousness comes not from within you. Not from what you do, not from what you say, not from what you pray, not how much you obey. Your righteousness comes from outside of you. Your righteousness comes from God. You see, the one who created you is the one who redeems you. God saw our condition. He saw our sinful state. He didn't just sit back and whine or mope about it. He didn't just feel sorry for us. He did something about it. In love, in mercy, in grace, in compassion, God was moved to send His Son. His only Son, King of kings and Lord of lords, wrapped in flesh and blood, dwelling inside the womb of the Virgin Mary, born for us and for our salvation, born to live the perfect life we can't live. Jesus is the one with clean hands and a pure heart, Jesus is the one who never once lifted up His soul to what is false or swore deceitfully. And He did that for you. Jesus Christ never sinned, not once. But the King of glory rode into Jerusalem knowing what awaited Him there. An old rugged cross, a crown of thorns, hatred, spitting, shame. Why would He do it? Because of His great love for you. My friends, not even death could hold Jesus. 3 days later, when everybody in the whole world had their face down and their hearts broken, Jesus rose from the dead, never to die again. And remember, everything Jesus does, He does for you. This is how God can say, during this season of Advent, during any season of your life, each and every day, my son, my daughter, remember who you are. Yes, 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 you're a poor, miserable sinner, but you have been baptized into the body and blood of Jesus. You have been baptized into His death and resurrection. You have died and risen with Him in those waters that now cover you up. Remember who you are, a child of God. Whatever situation haunts you, or you are dealing with now, or you are worried about in the future, whatever causes your heart to be broken and your face to be down, hear what God says to you. Lift up your heads, O gates. Be lifted up, O ancient doors. Why? That the King of glory, Jesus, may come in. Come in where? He already came into Jerusalem. He already came out of the tomb. Come into your heart so that you would believe that what Jesus did for the whole world, He did for you. Lift up your head. Rejoice because the King of glory has come for you, and He keeps coming for you. Every time you hear His word, every time you sing and study and meditate on that word, every time you hear those sweet words of forgiveness spoken into your ears, every time you remember your baptism and confess your faith, every time you eat and drink Christ's body and blood for forgiveness, life, and salvation, the King of glory is coming with forgiveness, comfort, hope, peace, joy. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. The Lord, who battled sin, death, and the grave for you and was victorious now and forever. Sin is real. The consequences of sin: heartache, sickness, depression, broken relationships, broken promises. The list goes on and on and on. We have every reason in the world to have our hearts be heavy and our faces down. Dear child of God, you have every reason in the world, the world created by God, you have every reason in the world to lift up your head. Why? Because the King of glory has come for you. May God grant it today and always. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our faces in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. It is especially fitting during this season of Advent that we continue with our canticle. The canticle, which is in the middle of page 231, and the body of the canticle is the Magnificat, the Song of Mary from Luke chapter 1. Please stand as you are able. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has welcome. Welcome in the name of our Advent King, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. There's a pad at the end of each row, red or a black pad. I think most of them are black by now. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this evening. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on the internet. Some of you may not know that we have our services broadcast live every Sunday morning and Wednesday evening on our radio station, KNNA 95.7. Help us pass the word on that as well. At this time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Great job, kid.
Our service continues and concludes with the prayers of the church. We begin with the Kyrie, top of page 233. Please stand as you're able. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord be with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, O Lord, and come, that by your protection we may be rescued from the threatening perils of our sins and saved by your mighty deliverance. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of this season of Advent. Help us to use these days to prepare our hearts to truly celebrate with joy, your gift of a Savior in Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, preserve us from the busyness and craziness and cost of this time of the year, from using these things to rob us of your love and your joy. When our hearts are heavy and our faces are downcast, help us to hear your word, to lift up our heads to you, the author and perfecter of our faith. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Great physician of body and soul, you chasten and you heal. We beg you to show mercy to all of your servants who are sick or suffering this day, especially for Jeff and Warren, and also for Good Shepherd member Dorian Merritt, who is home following surgery. If it be your good and gracious will, Lord, heal these your servants from their affliction and grant them grace in their time of tribulation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, there are times when our hearts are heavy and our faces are downcast because of the reality of sin and death in our world. We beg you to show mercy to all those who are mourning the loss of loved ones this day, especially for the family of Patrick Aiden, friend of the Turks. Heavenly Father, may their comfort, may their peace, and ultimately may their joy be in the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of life. Help us to not only appreciate our life and to be good stewards of our bodies, but to rejoice with the gift of life. We thank you for the birth of a daughter, Rachel Lauren Joy, to Pastor and Bethany Morundi. Keep mother and daughter safe until Rachel is born again in the waters of holy baptism. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, we ask you to bless our congregation. May we be good stewards of your holy and precious word. Bless all the educational opportunities here in our congregation. Bless our mission work. Bless our radio station. And this evening we ask for a special measure of your blessing upon our school and our preschool. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Please be seated. Our closing hymn is a paraphrase of Psalm 24. Hymn 339, Lift Up Your Heads, You Everlasting Doors.
Thank you.
welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. We pray a blessed Advent to all of you. I encourage you to check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for all the activities and events that are happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have some special Advent devotional booklets. They're free. Help yourself to those. We'll have three more Wednesday Advent services. I think in the bulletin or news and notes, there's a complete schedule for Advent and Christmas. Things are a little odd this year with Christmas Eve on a Saturday and Christmas Day on a Sunday. You'll note the worship schedule that is there. A couple of things that are happening in the immediate future. On Sunday evening, we have a fundraiser, dance, big band kind of music in the fellowship hall. That's this Sunday evening. It's a fundraiser for our radio station. We have our first children's Christmas program practice this Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. What's that? What did I say? I say Sunday? Yeah, Saturday. Hear what I mean, not what I say. You know, Vicar, you never say anything during the announcements, so that was like really good. Yeah, took 4.5 months, but yeah, all right. Okay, Saturday morning, 10 o'clock, is the first Christmas program practice. Children's Christmas program is Sunday the 18th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, school and Sunday school and preschool all together. If you're worried, kids haven't been in Sunday school, don't have any parts, all this kind of stuff, Pastor Murundi is directing the Christmas program. Talk to him. He'll get you squared away. He's not here tonight, so send him an email, give him a call, whatever. Show up on Saturday. We'll get you taken care of. All right? We have Christmas caroling that is coming up. That is not this Saturday, but the next Saturday. Show up at 11:30. We'll eat, go out and sing. That sound right? Any questions on that, talk to Patty. We are starting a new Bible study tonight. We have a choir up in the balcony, Bible study in the fellowship hall. Starting a new Bible study tonight. It's basically a Bible study on the Holy Spirit. And we're using Luke 1 and 2 as our springboard for this study, the Christmas story. So should be lots of fun. We just sang a portion of Luke 1 in the Magnificat, which is dripping with the person and work of the Holy Spirit. So that should be fun. On Sunday morning, we'll be starting a new Bible study on the formula of Concord. And that'll kind of kick off our year-long celebration in lieu of the 500th anniversary of the posting of the 95 Theses. Vicar, anything else? Anything else? Thanks to everybody who decorated on Monday night, put all the decorations up, got us ready for Advent and Christmas. Thanks to everybody who prepared the meal, fellowship meal these next three Wednesday nights, serving from 5 to 6:15. Please join us. Great escape from the hustle and bustle of Christmas and a chance to hear and be fed and to be encouraged to lift up our heads. Have a great Advent, day and week in the Lord.